Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All through the year we've waited through spring and fall to hear silver bells ringing and winter time bringing the happiest season of all. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So one of Chicago's most beloved traditions kicks off the holiday season on State Street, and that's the 111th annual Great Tree Lighting in the Walnut Room at Macy's on State Street. And joining us live to talk about yesterday's lighting ceremony and share the rest of the holiday happenings at Macy's is Andrea Schwartz, VP of Media Relations for Macy's. Happy holidays, Andrea.
Well, happy holidays to you, Dave.
Is that a little crazy? I mean, I feel like we were just trick-or-treating, for God's sake.
Actually, we really were.
Yeah.
But the wonderful thing is that Macy's has been so excited to inherit the tradition of the great tree lighting.
Right, yeah.
Marshall Fields always lit the tree the first Saturday of November.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And we will not break that.
No, absolutely
so
not.
So even though once in a while Halloween is a little close,
that's
how it falls.
I love it. And you know what? It's been a tradition for so many. And anyone talks about holidays in Chicago, they always are connected to what has happened in that State Street store.
Well, I really think it's the State Street store lighting the tree. It is the first tree in the city to be lit. And quite honestly, I don't know if there are any others countrywide that get lit that early.
No. But you know what I like, too? And I just figured this out when I went to Macy's website and saw there's holiday traditions in every major city, like New York, San Francisco. There's the Santas and everything. There's each city has their own tradition that they hold near and dear to their heart, just like we do.
They do.
We're
delighted to usher it in.
And it was cool to see the lighting today because the tree's beautiful, and we're going to get to that. Angelica Hale from NBC's America's Got Talent was on hand today to do the lighting.
She is adorable.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Let me tell you, she packs quite the punch.
Yeah.
She has lungs that are just incredible.
Yeah.
We're so excited to have her. You know, she's 11 years old, and you'd think she was at least 21, maybe 31.
Right.
And so it's wonderful to see her perform.
Yeah, absolutely. And the tree's gorgeous. And I'm a Chicago guy, so I love everything Chicago. And, you know, Chicago landmarks all around the city really play a part of this year's tree.
Yeah, well, we thought being the 111th anniversary, which is our address. We're 111 North State Street. So we thought, you know what? There's something a little even more iconic about that.
Sure.
So let's really celebrate the awesome buildings that Chicago is known for.
Yeah.
We have and the different landmarks like the Picasso. By the way, we have our great clocks.
Yeah,
on the
cool.
On the tree itself, but surrounding it, we've got a Macy's building, the John Hancock, the Willis Tower, Navy Pier. So, you know, the Picasso, as I had mentioned. So we have a whole lot of fun things, even the L train.
That's awesome. Of course, you have to have that. I was just reading a little history about that building, and it took decades to really make it that city block that it is today. But I mean, there's a lot of pieces and parts that came first and last and knocked down and rebuilt to make this beautiful, iconic building.
Back in the day, Marshall Field didn't have the luxury of getting one whole city block. So he had to start small and continue to buy the businesses next door and then continue to build.
Brilliant.
So there is, you know, it's a whole conglomeration of buildings, and right above or right below the great tree is that gorgeous Tiffany ceiling.
Sure. Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
So a little secret, we actually, the great tree is hoisted. It hangs from a winch. So it's kind of fun because, you know, we have so many people who come to the Walnut Room, and we want everybody to enjoy the fabulous holiday celebration.
Yeah, absolutely.
So so we keep it a little light on the floor by making sure that the tree's not sitting on the floor.
That's smart. I like that, too. I think we've talked about this before. I think my family's been going there 40 years. I got to figure out when the real 40th anniversary is because we're going to have a celebration. We're going to do
that. We will.
We absolutely
for
will.
For sure.
But I remember back in the day, and I'll get back to present time here, but back in the day, I would walk outside in the middle of the building to get from one end of the store to the other. It must have been the 1970s when there was a big...
Oh, actually, there was a full alley all the way through the building until 1990.
Oh, gosh. Was it that long?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah,
I did not
1990.
Know that. So beautiful tree and, of course, surrounded by the Walnut Room. And I think that's another big tradition is getting to have dinner in that beautiful room. You just redid... the wood there a couple years ago,
A few years ago because, I mean, that wood is simply irreplaceable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
The traditions in that room, the foods. I mean, you know, my mother's been going there since she was a kid in the 1950s, 40s, whatever it might be, and she knows the pot pie.
And we still have the pot pie.
And the field special.
Yes.
I mean, a lot
by popular by popular demand, we have field special salad. Yeah.
But yes. I mean there's classic stuff in that room and there's classic drinks that you've had for generations, but your chefs really, I mean, and you've got a great group of people there that really keep the menu fresh even throughout the year.
Certainly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's great is that, you know, everything, even dietary needs like gluten-free, we have a menu for that.
Mm-hmm. And it opened in 1907, I think, the Walnut Room.
Yes, it did.
Right, all the way back then. And it was Mrs. Herring. She was did she work in the department store and then started bringing pies in?
She was in the millinery department.
Okay.
So when she was trying to sell hats to women and all of a sudden it would turn into noontime, it wasn't appropriate for a woman to be out and about in that time. To have lunch. So she would go home.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Herring would lose her sale. So she decided she'd bring lunch and serve it to her clients in the back room.
Very smart.
So in the stock room. And legend has it that Marshall Field was walking through and asked what all of this was happening here. And so she really stated the case that it was important that we have a place for women to even have lunch.
Late 1800s. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. There's also in the Walnut Room that you added a few years ago, there's an actual bar in there. I mean, you've always been able to have some cocktails and stuff, but there's a bar in there that's really, really cool. Great wine bar.
Oh, this wine bar used to be a part of the Walnut Room back, you know, in the 50s and before.
Okay.
And we brought it back in the early 2000s. And it's been a great success. What's really nice about it is that wine bar, you know, is open all year long, just like the Walnut Room.
Right, right.
And it's amazing how many people come for our happy hours and how much they love, and especially during the holidays.
Sure.
It's another great place to sit and view the tree.
That's right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, for the kiddies, you get the wine for the adults, of course, in there. You got the frango pie, all kinds of good stuff. But then you have Santa Land, of course. Santa's going to be there all through the season.
Yes. Yeah. So the day that we light the tree starts Santa's residency on the fifth floor of our store.
Yeah. It's been there for a long time. And then it's the 51st annual holiday windows. And again, doing a little research on that. I mean, that's been around a long time. And I think it was, you know, obviously in the holidays, it was more practical just to show merchandise. But then it was an idea to tell some stories and really entertain people as they were walking around the building.
Yes. So, you know, Marshall Field always reserved State Street to be the entertaining piece of it for the holidays.
Sure.
And so we this year have our windows this year is Reasons to Believe.
Mm-hmm.
So we have really cute scenarios with Santa and giving and togetherness, all those fun things that come with the holiday season.
That's awesome. The Walnut Room, the holiday schedule also expands. You're open a little later, right during the year.
Yes. So we are open according to store hours. So as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving and then once Black Friday hits, We're open, you know, for breakfast all the way.
That's awesome. And there's always so much to see there because it's a legendary space. I mean, it's the Tiffany ceiling, as you mentioned, the great clock. And there's actually guided tours of the store, right?
We do. So yeah. We have a Chicago Visitor Center located on our first floor, near the corner of Randolph and Wabash. And they give fabulous tours.
That's
They're
awesome.
Amazing people that are staffing that. And they know everything.
That's great. That's great. And speaking of another iconic brand, Frango, which has been a part of this family for so many years, it's 100 years old this year.
It is.
That's a big celebration right
it
there.
It really is a lot of fun. And to think that, you know, and it's still, you know, it's very Chicago.
It's
delicious. And every Chicagoan has to have a box.
Yeah. Yeah. It started out, I think, on the West Coast, but then it became such a big part of us over the years that it's just is associated with the name itself. And, of course, you can buy all the little Frangos and great Christmas gifts. And there's hot cocoa that you can buy, like a cocoa mix. But when you're in the Walnut Room, you can get some Frango pie. And I have to tell you, that's my favorite.
Oh, it's mine, too. Yeah. It's an ice cream pie. And it's just very refreshing after you have your pot pie.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes.
A full listing of the holiday hours and all the activities can be found online at visitmacyschicago.com. And as always, Andrea, this tradition is important to me than going to the Walnut Room itself. So thanks for having us as guests and coming down to the studio and talking about all the history and the great things happening this holiday season. I really do appreciate it.
Well, I think it's awesome that you and your family have this as your tradition.
Yeah.
Because we see hundreds, thousands of families just like that. And it just makes your heart warm. And
it's important to the holiday season. It is.
It feels like the holidays.
Thanks again. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you.
All right. Well, there's a great story behind the history of Marshall Fields in Chicago, and we'll talk about that next on 720 WGN.